Happy New Year to everyone who is watching this right now. I figured I want to try to manifest things and send it out into the world, aka the internet, just so I can hold myself accountable, but hopefully someone will see this and be able to make some of my manifestations come true. Stars, I hope everyone who sees this is able to have, you know, good health, good mental health especially, and just get anything, everything you want this year. I want to work more on just self-care for myself in general and be able to, especially with work-life balance, and be able to, even though wanting to do everything everywhere all at once, be able to know when to, you know, do the work and do it well, but also know when to take a break. How can you do good for the world and help others if you can't, for starters, help yourself and be able to take care of yourself first and foremost? Firstly, for me, since I have the financial stability to continue to do this, I want to also travel, continue to travel more. And if you have the financial means to and you've been wanting to travel as well, like, what are you waiting for? Go for it this year. Even with this ban looming, whether or not it will happen or not, I do hope that I can continue to talk about movies and TV shows and pop culture and just give my thoughts out to anyone who will listen to my yapping. I do really want to get invited to more events and more opportunities. I saw somewhere that it's now called method dressing, what Zendaya, Margot Robbie have been doing when promoting their projects. I know a few creators do this and do this flawlessly, but I just want to put my hat in the ring to say that I too can understand an assignment. You best believe I will be dressed on brand and on theme. I would absolutely love to be invited to basically anything, so putting myself out there for that. I also love getting movie screeners, but with TV screeners, it's interesting because if you've been following me long enough, I love reviewing TV episodes weekly, and I love watching it alongside all of you so we can discuss and talk about it. I don't like getting advanced screenings of TV shows because of that, especially since, again, my work-life balance and my schedule does not allow me to watch a lot of TV in advance. Movies, it's a different story. Would love early screening events for movies, even like early movie screeners. I've been getting a few this past year, but for TV, I would just love to be invited to to advanced screenings of things because I think it's awesome. I also would love to get invited more as an Asian American female content creator, a lot more of those spaces as well. I know the community that I'm part of is just saturated with a lot of incredible talent, and I get that. But I too just have a passion and love for talking about our stories and always want to amplify those types of projects. Even if my engagement on those videos don't do as well, there's always an audience for it, and that's why I continue to talk more about TV shows and movies that are much more under the radar. Because I know for a fact that someone's going to watch, and I always get those comments where they're saying, thank you for talking about this, I will check it out. Like, even if it's one comment, one person that has been influenced by something that I said, it's enough for me. But yeah, just putting all that out there, we'll see what 2025 holds, and I hope whoever is seeing this and is watching it till the end, thank you. And wish nothing but the best for everything that you all deserve.